Good to see each and every one of you this evening. We're in Revelation chapter 2. Been changed? No, it's not the small. It's the greater stuff. I mean, see?
Let's just start over again. Want to? Okay, so you came over. Let's see, what do we got here? No, this is the songs. And that's the one you slid over there tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We had started with the letter to Thyatira, and the first part of the letter, it seems that the church was doing real well. He thought it was pretty good and faithful, showing that it had made progress and it was kind of growing, wasn't being stagnated. It's not like Ephesus. They had their first love, but they were doing the work. They were seeing about people, and they were preaching the gospel. Until we get down to verse 20 right here, and where it says, "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allowed that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols." And here he comes back and says, "Okay, I got some things I need to talk to you about. There are some things that you got some problems there." And the main one he talks with is this woman here called Jezebel. Well, we know she's probably not a Jezebel. Her name is probably not Jezebel, but he's using that terminology conferring to the ones in the Old Testament. The one that was married to Ahab. And how she led Ahab into error and to doing all these things where she was a kind of a servant of the Baal and also Asherah, and she promoted those prophets, and they had a contest between them and Elijah, and Elijah had won, and then she wanted to kill Elijah from that, and then she murdered Naboth so that Ahab could have his vineyard, and the Lord pronounced judgment on her, saying that the dogs will be eating her. And in 2 Kings, where she was thrown down, and she was trampled by horses, and she was eaten by dogs. And he says, now, this woman that you have here, this prophet, She's like Jezebel. She has a character of that. And what the problem has seems like here and what they're having is this trade deal. And what they're doing is, if they tell, she's telling me, if you want to make a living in a trade where you're with the dye or the wool or some craftsman, you have to be a member of this guild. And if you don't, you're just not going to be able to do business. You're not going to be a merchant thing. And you know, you're just going to be unprofitable. You're not going to make a living. And you got to make a living. And so she was trying to entice him and said, you just go ahead and become a member of this trade thing. Because these trade guilds would have, each one would have their own idols. Now, they have their temples there, and they would have, every so often, they have these feasts there, and they go in, they offer sacrifice there, and they have dinner, eating off of the sacrifice meat, and drinking, and committing fornication, adultery. And she says, you know, since an idol's nothing, you know, you can go ahead and do that. You can still be a Christian. Well, no, you can't do that. People, sin is sin. And you can't do that. And there, apparently there were several people in the church that were following her. And also, maybe that the church just didn't control her. And didn't just let her go on about her business. Let her go ahead and teach this falseness. I don't know. But the Lord's come back and says, now look here. Here's some things I gave you. And he starts with her. Now, she says she's a prophet, and that may be one of the things that causes you people to be persuaded by and influenced by her. Well, if she's a prophet, then she's going to be teaching my word. If she's a true one. And if she's teaching you all this thing, if you put it to a test, then you know that she's not a true prophet. And so she's out here teaching now these things and seducing my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat sacrifice to idols. Well, you know, this sexual immorality or fornication or adultery, it can be both physical and it can be spiritually here. And these feasts, they would, most likely, they wouldn't have adultery or fornication going on. But also, if you're there and you say, well, I'm not really worshiping this idol, we know an idol is nothing, but you're there partaking of it, of the whole thing, then you're committing adultery with God. You're supposed to be God's child, servant of God here, and things like that. Well, what are you doing with this idol? This idol is nothing but falseness. You're supposed to be that with which is true. And you're committing adultery there, both spiritual and physical. And also, what do you mean eating off this meat off these idols here? Well, they say, well, an idol's nothing here, people. Well, that's true. An idol is nothing. But you're partaking of it. Now, how does it look if I want to teach somebody to be a Christian and I'm out there living a life like this? How are you going to do that? Don't you think people look at you? If you're going to try to teach somebody the truth, how are you going to do that? And your life, your lay of it is unrighteous. They're going to see that you're a hypocrite. You're not going to convert them. How are you going to convert them to Christ when you're out here doing this? So he says, you know, I have this against you, that you're allowing this woman to teach this in the church here. You know better than that. You really know better than to do that. Now, this is most likely where we left off here. Then in verse 21, he says, I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not. Now, the Lord was gracious enough and says, here, you need to change. If you don't, then you're going to have my judgment upon you. And he says, you know, I give her time to repent. to change her ways. But she refuses. She does not want to change. She does not want to do what is right. She wants to go ahead and continue this. And not only her, she wants to go ahead and teach it and have people following her in this sin and this wickedness. And she basically says, I'm not going to change. That's why it comes out to be. And he tells her, now, look, if you don't change, then you're going to have to be judged. And God will judge you. Now, what did he do to Jezebel back in the Old Testament? What did he say he was going to do to her and what happened to her? He said the dogs would eat her. And what happened? All right. She was eaten by dogs. She had a horrible life. Of death, I mean. Well, she had a horrible life anyway, but she had a horrible death. And he's telling her, he says, look, you have the opportunity to change before my judgment comes upon you. But she refuses. And then in verse 22, indeed, I will cast her into a sick bed. And those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. Okay? Now, here's your judgment. I give you time to change. You have it. Just like Jezebel, I told you what's going to happen. Well, this is what's going to happen to you. You're going to become into a bed of sickness and pain. And that's not very pleasant either. And it says, you know, not only you, okay, and those who commit adultery with her, those that go ahead and follow underneath her influence, he says, they will fall also into great tribulation. Under great pain and distress, they will fall under. So it's not only her, but the other ones also. But he says, unless they repent of their deeds. Now he gave her opportunity and she refused. And now he's telling them and says, here's the judgment and this is what's going to happen to her because she refuses to repent. That she's going to fall into a bed of sickness and pain, and if you don't, yours is going to be very similar to that. You're going to be in pain and distress and suffering and great tribulation. But you have an opportunity to change. You can change this and you can repent of this. And if you do that, then these judgments won't call upon you. Now, remember when we first started this, how did Jesus introduce himself? You remember? Anybody? No. That. Let me go back. How did he introduce himself here in Tower Towers? Yeah, I told you. I know what you're talking about, but I didn't mean that. All right. Son of God. Now, at the verse for the first lay, he said the Alpha and Omega, and also he says what? I am the Son of Man, showing his humility. But now he says, look, he introduced himself as the Son of God. All right? He's beginning to tell them, look, I have the authority. I know what's going on. Being the Son of God, they understand this. And so he's telling them that being the Son of God, when I pronounce this judgment on her, it's going to happen. It's just like when God pronounced the judgment upon the Jezebel back in the Old Testament, and it came about, well, my judgment